Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Welcome back to Caravan of Garbage, everybody. And you all know when it's time for another Saw episode because Mason rolls up into my house on a tiny little red bicycle, squeaking down the road with a sinister look in his eye. Leave a like if you could, because he needs to get that bike oil, don't you, Mason? And that will go towards that.
I feel the squeak's part of its charm, though, you know what I mean?
Sure.
Maybe I'll make it extra squeaky. I'll put some cheese, what's that cheese? It's a cheese, the squeaky cheese. And the squeaky cheese?
I know the one you
squeaky
made.
Squeaky cheese.
Ben, put up the name of the squeaky cheese.
You get it at a side dish at a cafe.
So are you eating the squeaky cheese on the bike?
Yeah, but I'm doing it on microphone. It's really annoying.
Oh,
yeah.
Very good. So this week, of course, we've come back to this franchise to talk about Saw 2, which was...
Saw Control.
That's right. It was rushed into production.
And boy, does he have Saw Control, you know what I mean?
He certainly does this time around, because the idea of this film was that it was a different script called The Desperate, which for years was trying to get made.
And then a guy who knew a guy who knew a guy,
exactly,
right?
Yeah. So director Darren Lynn Bozeman came on board, said, I'll helm this franchise. They made some tweaks with Lee Whannell, who, of course, was involved in the first Saw.
Exactly.
And so the whole thing was then built around the character of Jigsaw, I just found out in watching the behind the scenes of this, I thought it was a body, like a fake body on the floor in the first Saw. That was Tobin Bell. He lay there for 4 days.
Wow. Wow.
So it must have been cheaper in the budget to pay somebody to lie on the floor than to build a dummy.
I guess so, yeah. But in this one, the budget's massively been increased. There's so many dummies in this. There's just buckets of dummies everywhere, just bits and pieces of mannequins.
Just a house full of dummies running around killing each other.
Well, it's interesting, isn't it? That one of the characters I would describe as just a guy who just deliberately walks into traps. They're like, you know, there's going to be a trap behind that door, right? And he's like, yeah, but I'll be fine, I reckon.
Are you talking about the gun? The trap that's just a gun?
I guess so. There is a trap that's just a gun, yeah.
So which one are you talking about?
I'm talking about the guy. I think he's a drug dealer.
Right. He's the big one?
Yeah, and he slices the back of his neck open.
He cuts a perfect square off the back of his neck without even looking. Incredible. How would you even know you could do that until you did it? Do you know what I mean?
And as he's dying, he's like, oh, this is my secret talent. Can I translate this in big money, big prizes?
But do you want to talk about the story this time around?
Yes.
Because it's sorted the extreme, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So what's Jigsaw up to?
Okay, so this time, his vague mission of making people appreciate their own lives by mostly killing them has moved further.
Yeah.
This time, he's kidnapped Donnie Wahlberg's son.
Donald Wahlberg.
Donald Wahlberg, but in this case, he's a crooked cop.
He's done some stuff, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's not on the take, but he does like to plant evidence on people, so that's pretty bad.
He's clearly not on the take because he's wearing the biggest suit I've ever seen when he's introduced. He's swimming in that suit. Is that Mark Wahlberg's suit?
Might be Mark Wahlberg's suit.
Yeah, because he's all biceps, that guy, isn't
Yeah, that's
he?
Probably true, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, so they've been put in a scenario, if you don't mind me saying
I do mind that, actually.
You don't mind. And they have to escape within a certain amount of time because they have also been poisoned.
Mm-hmm.
And it is revealed, spoilers, 2005, that they all have connections to Donald Wahlberg because he planted evidence on all of them.
That's right.
Except maybe one twist.
That's what the big suit is for, evidence. It's filled with shonky evidence.
Yeah, but I think the difference between this one and the original one is I don't care about any of these people. There's not a person in this movie that I flinched at dying or had to put their hand in a weird box or whatever.
Well, here's the thing, though. Whatever. Did you know going in, spoilers for this movie that came out 15 years ago, that Shawnee Smith, Amanda, the secretary from Becca, did you know she was in on it at the time?
Yes, because... Oh, no, sorry, not at the time. Mm-hmm. But I barely remember watching this on DVD.
Because I went in knowing that twist. I'm aware of that. It's just soaked in my consciousness.
So for you then, it was more about the sortuations.
Is that a new one or is that the same as the last thing you said?
I can't remember what I've done. Okay. Yeah, but yeah.
Have you considered Sornanigans?
That's pretty good.
Right, not
bad. Let's do Sornanigans. I feel like also they're not incredibly bright, and that as it goes on, they're more poisoned. So they get dumber, which is also very unfair.
Isn't it though?
Yeah, and it seems like a lot of the traps though are very simple. Because one of them is like climb into a furnace, and there's like because they need to get all the antidotes. There's a needle on a chain, and you just gives it a big yank, even though he's climbed inside a furnace.
Sure, yeah.
And let's just do this. Also, like Jigsaw is famous at this point; he'd have to be,
yeah,
right?
Uh-huh.
So if you're up to Sornanigans, if you've been forced into some Sornanigans,
yeah,
you'd be looking at everything. Do you know what I mean? You would be questioning every time you took a step. Turned a doorknob, twisted your head a weird way because maybe you got a bomb in your ear.
Yeah.
You don't know, do you?
You question everything before you cut in your own eye to get a key out of it.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty grim, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
These are grimmer and more kind of shock value traps like the big pit of used syringes,
etc. Oh, my goodness, yeah.
Oh, very unpleasant.
So what they did with that, it was 120,000 syringes apparently, and what they had to do, they had to remove all the needles and then replace them with like a fiber tip.
Ah.
And so that's how they get that kind of
like a
look.
Felt tip.
Like a felt
tip. And then they're
tip.
Like, oh, this is leaving a lot of marks. We've got to replace all these
again.
We're going to do it again.
Yeah, but that's what I remember from this movie in particular. That's so grim. And I think in watching behind the scenes stuff, something that stood out to me is the sound design in this is great.
Mm-hmm.
Because when someone crunches into that pit
and
they're rolling around in there, it's just like, oh God, you know, it's very unpleasant.
But I think you're right in that perhaps, and again, I haven't seen all of these.
Mm. Oh, we should also point out, because we're kind of watching this insane universe unfold week to week.
Mm-hmm.
So I know people are like, well, actually that makes sense and whatever. We don't know that at this point.
We'll
get to it. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I was going to say. I wonder, you know, perhaps partly the decline of these movies was down to the fact that what we've got here is like a bunch of scenarios that could be solved by people on Reddit.
Scenarios, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Like, I think at this point, everybody, there would be like a Jigsaw Killer subreddit.
Yeah.
And every trap would be finely detailed and people would, you know, go through them in a fine-tooth comb, right? And then every time Jigsaw puts some people in one of his death traps, at least one of them would be like a Jigsaw Killer expert at this point.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
You know, and they would do it like they were doing an escape room.
Yeah.
They could be like, okay, you're the numbers guy and you're the big picture guy and you walk around the room and see and make sure there's not just a regular gun.
Yeah,
it's about
absolutely.
To blow my own head off.
Test the wall to see if there's metal on the other side. Yep, there is. We're trapped in here. Yeah, we just had to check. It's like he wasn't going to miss that, but you got to check, obviously.
Okay, now obviously we're looking at these monitors, so we should make sure that this is actually live. Is there a way we can do that? Because, you know, oftentimes, at least once he's done the thing where we think it's live, but they've actually been recorded.
Yeah, absolutely.
Did this happen earlier?
Yeah, yeah, you know? Definitely, yeah. Though I think he'd be like, say, those Game of Thrones boys, where he's keeping up with the Reddit and he's one step ahead.
Oh,
you know what
right,
I mean?
Okay, yeah.
He's like, oh, they know there's a gun in the door. Well, guess what? There's a gun in the floor.
Yeah.
So you move your head to the side, you get shot in the balls. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah,
all these kinds of things are going on. But what I found interesting about this is a lot of these character backstories that weren't fleshed out were in like extended stuff that isn't in this, in this movie.
Like a comical book?
No, just deleted scenes and things like that.
Right.
But Addison, who's implied to be a prostitute in this, that's elaborated on more. Gus, whichever one that is, is an embezzler of money. And apparently the glass box trap, you know, where you got to put your hands in, that's symbolic for him, like, reaching for the cookie jar. Because that's actually what I do like about this. These traps are specific to specific people in the house, but it doesn't go that way, like, at all. It's just anybody doing anything, really. They're just running wild.
Well, that one in particular, the woman who goes for that particular trap, she receives the little tape.
Yeah.
And she just throws it away.
Well, she doesn't have the tape recorder.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering what would be on that. The most I can imagine is on that tape, they put it in the tape and it's like, now you want this syringe, don't you? Well, as you can see, the lock is on the back of the box. The key's in it. So,
make your choice.
Okay, I think I'll use the key, to be honest.
Yeah, but I guess maybe he was counting on that point that they'd turn on each other or...
Maybe.
But maybe he's rooting for them. Maybe he's watching this going, good Lord, this was one of my easiest.
I gave him so many clues. You can see the key on the back of the box.
You can see the key on the back of the box. I want to talk about Tobin Bell as Jigsaw in this, because he does get a lot of time to shine in this.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he's in the first movie a lot, but he doesn't do a lot. You know what I mean? Because you don't know it's him until the end. But you find out about his origin with how he gets cancer and he has the car crash. You also find out that he's like, oh, no, I never called myself Jigsaw. That was the press. I merely cut Jigsaw shapes out of people. And that went to represent that they were missing a piece of them that would make them whole. And they made the jump to calling me Jigsaw, but I would never. No, obviously that's going to happen, idiot.
I wanted to be called the Puzzler. Yeah. I wanted to be called the Rainy Day Surprise.
That's right, yeah.
Ooh, puzzles.
And he even makes a comment of like, I never murdered anybody. Yes, you have. What about the shotgun trap from the first movie? That's a murder.
What about the time you stabbed the guy with the blade in your wrist? Remember that? I mean, he didn't die, but I mean...
Attempted murder.
Attempted murder's pretty bad too.
Yeah. What I found very interesting about this movie also is that they rebuilt the Saw bathroom.
Oh, yeah, I wondered about that also. So that's not... They didn't use the old set. That was demolished, presumably.
It was an absolute, like, labor of love, and they're constantly shifting tiles and pipes to get it. I mean, I didn't look at that closely, but it seems like... Yeah, that seems accurate enough to me, I guess. But what's amazing about this is, and I love this for, say, the original Star Wars movie, when you have to recreate, like, an old shitty set, it costs so much more money to do this thing where at the time you just went, whatever, just slap it together. We're very limited on time and money.
Then
you have to be like, we have to recreate the last homestead, so we're going to get the tiling right on the ceiling and all of these different things.
They don't make those tiles anymore, so we've got to, like, get them custom made or whatever.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. As you mentioned, though, it was all pre-recorded. It had all happened earlier, Ocean's 12 style, which was about stealing a Fabergé egg and holograms and fake and real Julia Roberts.
That's right. Yep.
It's a real situation. So yeah, all the murdering had already happened, and it was revealed, as you said, that the receptionist from Becker is the new Jigsaw. And there's also a moment where Tobin Bell's like, "Do you know what the cure for cancer is? It's immortality." No. There will be an actual cure, you know what
sure,
I mean,
yeah.
At one point. It's not that you create a bunch of traps and then somebody takes on your legacy. No, not Batman either. Like, it's this legend living on. Also, he's so unfair because he's like, you need to sit down and listen to me, detective. You need to listen very carefully. I'm not telling you a story. These are all clues.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out that he said the word safe, which means that Donald Wahlberg's son was in a safe.
In the room with them.
Right. So if Donald Wahlberg had have said, oh, safe, so he's in the safe, would Jigsaw have gone, yes.
You got me, actually. Well done. Well done. Good work.
Because then, like, what's the lesson in that?
Mm. Because also the footage shows his son in a different location.
But he said the word safe.
Oh, okay. Right.
Insanity.
Also, he did say, he said to the people in the house, he was like, the code for the safe is in the back of your mind. It's not, it's on the back of your neck. That's where it is.
Different, isn't it?
You might say I'm splitting hairs, but I disagree.
No, I completely disagree. Yeah, he's not great at clues. He's better at weird boxes, isn't he?
Boxes, yeah.
Boxes and chains and ropes and et cetera and so forth. Did you find this like a satisfying conclusion, though, or a satisfying entry in the franchise?
I think I would have if I'd seen it at the time.
Yeah.
But again, it's one of these ones where I'm like, what's this guy all about? What's his? I don't like it. It's, I don't think you're playing fair.
Who's bleaching his hair? What's he up to?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nah, fair enough.
Do all these traps have a deep psychological meaning? Like, is the one where the stairs collapse and the cop gets his leg broken?
And the cage is electrified?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that guy, like, getting caught in that trap and he's like, ah, cheated on my wife. And Jigsaw's like, yeah, I got you.
And I didn't murder you, to clarify. You all saw it. I didn't murder him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But this, though, was a big hit. It outperformed number one, first Saw. It was also, in its first week of DVD release, it sold over 3 million units, making it Lionsgate's fastest-selling DVD at the time. And maybe ever, because, you know, DVDs now,
they're
not what they used to be. If you want the Saw franchise, you could rent it just straight out of a red box, couldn't you, Mason?
That's right, yeah.
It'll shoot it out at you like lightning.
You could have gotten it delivered in the mail a la Netflix.
Exactly.
Whenever that started and stops.
No, it didn't stop, apparently. We've had letters about it.
People still get them, doing it.
Yeah, wow. Absolutely. And you can get all those episodes of Bridgerton on DVD.
Mm.
Can you imagine? Anything else to say about this? There's a lot of creativity in it.
Yeah.
Well done on repurposing a script. it's gross as ever. You know
it
what
is
I mean?
Gross. It's
They'll
true,
make
yeah.
a gross house yeah, yeah. In the blink of
an
eye.
I mean, it was
eye.
Certainly entertaining.
Yeah.
But, you know, obviously, at this point, when we watch all the subsequent movies, every time the movie starts, I'll be like, the clue to Get Out's probably in the first room. So they're all... it's been in the first room both times. Just
yeah.
The first thing you examine and go, oh, this is probably useless. Mm. It's probably the escape.
Yeah,
it's probably how you get out. I don't know.
Yeah, if he says something about you've got your eye on it or it's in your mind or you need to listen very carefully because there's a key in your ear, you should pay attention to that.
Oh my God, there is a key in my ear. It's incredible.
That's why my ear is bleeding so much. Mm. He jammed a key in there. Yeah, so things really open up though in Saw 3, and Ben, who edits this, says that it's kind of like a nice wrap up to these first three.
Oh, I see.
And it kind of brings things full circle. So we'll
does that mean
see.
We're seeing the return of Donald Wahlberg?
Oh my God, can you imagine? Well, I don't want to spoil things, but yes.
Oh.
That was a big deal at the time because Donald Wahlberg was like, I'm too busy flipping these Wahlburgers. I can't make another Saw movie.
Mm.
But maybe he does make a little reappearance in some other cameos you might know and love.
My passion's getting grease in my hair.
What's going on with his hair and Mark Wahlberg's hair?
What do you mean?
Different hairlines is all I'm saying.
They're not the same person. You
no,
know
I understand
that, right?
That, but they're the same blood lineage.
Okay, right.
I don't know. I think Mark Wahlberg, he's on some finasteride. He's doing some transplants. I don't know what he's doing, but I'm okay. saying there's a different hairline situation going on there.
Okay.
And if you're listening, any of the Wahlbergs, I don't give a fuck which one. Tell me what's going on in the difference between Donnie Wahlberg.
Tell us the Wahlberg secrets.
If you could, yeah. Anyways, this has been Caravan of Garbage. We do this every week. If you want to see him early, go to bigsandwich.co. They go up a day early, along with a bunch of bonus podcasts, movie commentaries. Our podcast, The Weekly Planet, which normally comes out Monday, comes out on Sunday, the day before, doesn't it?
Nice, perfect.
And though we are coming back for Saw 3, if you've got any suggestions, leave them below. We'd love to look at it.
Saw 4?
Yeah, probably at one point.
Okay, great.
Depending on how well Spiral does, doesn't it?
Oh, that's true. If it doesn't do well, these are sinking like a stone.
Absolutely.
We're putting them in a box, and the code to the box...
It's in the box too.
It's in your hands.
Oh.
It's literally a piece of paper. I put it in your hands.
Wow, there. That's terrific.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Excellent. I'll get on that. Thanks for watching, everybody.
Grab that gem, you guys. And I was thinking of halloumi. That's the cheese I was thinking of.
That's a squeaky cheese.
It's a very squeaky cheese. Also a curd cheese. Curd, that's pretty squeaky.
That'll squeak you right out.
Yeah,
that's great. I can't wait till you roll in next week with your squeaky cheese. Goodbye.
Okay, bye, everyone.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want, it's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.